Freak accident.
One last up to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
You know, we could, like, go to jail for this.
Am I going mad? Or did the word think escape your lips?
I might be dangerous.
Freak bite.
Hello, everyone. Hi. I'm talking quiet. I don't know why. I'm going to talk quiet. All right. Welcome. Hey, this is another Freak Bite. I am Jeremy, and today I'm going to talk about Casino Royale, the Bond movie that just came out on DVD about a couple weeks ago. I think 2 weeks ago on Tuesday. Anyway, I've never been a big fan of the Bond films. I found them to be quite cheesy a lot of the time, more often than not. And I've never really enjoyed them, and it was interesting to watch a Bond film because I've heard so much good about it that I figured, hey, I might as well just give it a shot. So I went and I rented it, and I watched it actually over a span of a couple of days because my life is so busy that I haven't been able to sit and watch a film for a while. So I sat and watched it, and I enjoyed it. I thought this was James Bond channeling Jack Bauer. A lot of people likened it to Batman Begins, James Bond style. It was an enjoyable film. It had a lot of action, even though there was a couple of scenes where it seemed like the plot was very predictable. But I don't think James Bond is high art, so I don't think people are looking for that. Real simple, you know, very complicated instead of complicated storylines. James Bond is not for that. James Bond is just good, dumb fun, and it was a pretty decent movie. Now, what's odd is I never really announced that I was going to do a Freak Bite on the movie Casino Royale. I might have even said, I don't remember, that I probably won't watch it, but I got this weird phone call in my in my voicemail, and I just listen to it, and you tell me what you think.
Hi, yes, you can call me Sean. Yes, Sean. I've heard rumor that you are a podcast that touches on movies or comics, things of that nature, and I heard from somebody that you were going to discuss the latest Bond film, Casino Royale. Now, I am what you would refer to as a Bond connoisseur, if you will. I understand Bond better than most people, and I was not a fan of this film. I believe that there was too much gayness. I believe that this man looks too much like a girl with his blue eyes and his soft features. I mean, throw a dress on him and a wig, and I might take him out on a date. This was not Bond. He's not a good Bond. I believe that he was just not good. Second of all, most of the action took place in a casino. I mean, a casino's a nice place for a quick scene, but my goodness, there was too much. There was an hour of just playing cards, and I just was not a fan. I believe that really drew away from the film and made Bond more of a wimp than he already was in this film. I believe the Bond franchise jumped the shark after 1982, but there's a third thing I did not like about this film, a third thing that just really irritated me. There's a scene where the villain, who, by the way, when was a villain with asthma even considered something to be afraid of? I didn't get that. I thought it was a bit odd. But Anyway, when this particular villain was torturing that man who likes to pretend he's Bond, when he was torturing him, like, there was no laser cutting him in half or a giant saw. He was using a rope. Now, that's not threatening at all. This movie was horrible. And the best Bond was obviously a man who was knighted years ago by the great Queen of England. A man who shares my first name, a man by the name of Sean. He was the best. I don't think they'll ever go back to that sort of greatness unless they bring Connery back. And then they will get my money. Thank you for listening. So, yes, I enjoy your podcast, but you're a fat slob.
Yes. Sean, whoever that may be, checking in with his thoughts on the new Bond franchise. And that was probably the worst Sean Connery impression ever. But very interesting that he found 1982 to be the moment when James Bond jumped the shark. And that's obviously when a 51-year-old Sean Connery starred as James Bond. And I never watched the film. I don't even remember the title, but it was not good. I saw pictures, and that was good enough for me. But regarding Casino Royale and the James Bond franchise, it's been told that the next James Bond movie will be almost a direct sequel to the Casino Royale, which is a good idea. I think where James Bond has failed over the last, two decades is that each film is disjointed and stands on its own, but they just kept getting cornier and cornier. And what Casino Royale did was it kind of grounded it in reality. What was missing was the those horrible scenes where Q, I think it was, the guy who John Cleese played a couple of times, showed him all the new super gadgets that he would use on whatever mission he was being sent on. And it's good that they didn't do that, because it had been done so many times by the show Alias, and it just got more ridiculous each time they did a Bond film. Every weapon was more elaborate and more complicated and just stupid. The Daniel Craig James Bond is a little more gritty, a little dirtier. He's the kind of guy who is not afraid to kill people and not ask questions. It was a good casting call, and I believe that the script was strong, and which is odd for me to say considering it's a Bond film, but I recommend it wholeheartedly for people who want just a good dumb movie to watch that's not an insult to your intelligence. So go out and rent Casino Royale if you feel led, and we'll check in later with another Freak Bite. Thanks for listening.
The Force will be with you always.
Freak Bite.